The Chicks Split. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with the latest episode in our story about Gladys and the girl band called The Chicks. If you've heard the earlier episodes, you will know that Gladys is the brains behind the sisters' girl band and that they are aiming to make it to the top. In the last story, the girls worked hard for the first big gig, and they found that if you want to get anywhere, it involves hard work as well as fun. The day after their first concert, the girls were in a much better mood as they were going on the bus to the shopping centre. Laura commented, "I think we're all right, really."
"Not bad for our first gig,"
agreed Sam. Then they had claimed that it had been a disaster and it was all her fault. Mandy saw her frown.
"Cheer up, Gladdy. We're sorry we gave you the grots yesterday. You did a great job."
"Yeah, we were just stressed out with ourselves, really," added Laura.
"Because we set such high standards for the Chicks. We only want to give the public our best."
And Gladys felt better because she wanted the Chicks to give their best too. In fact, when they arrived at the shopping centre, the girls were feeling much happier, as if they already had a light sprinkling of stardust. They treated themselves to posh ice creams in tubs. They sat on a bench to eat them. And a couple of guys came along with ice creams too and sat nearby. They both wore mod haircuts with long sideboards. Mandy whispered,
"Hey, didn't we meet those dudes at Em's party last week?"
And Laura nodded, because they had. One of them came over and said,
"Hello again. Remember us? I know this is a bit sudden-like, but I've got two tickets to see the Snouts tonight. My friend here is otherwise engaged. I wondered if one of you girls would do me the honour?"
Sam said,
"Sure, I'll come with you."
But his eyes were looking out from under his fringe straight at Laura. She checked her mobile phone as if she hadn't heard him before saying,
"All right, but I'm only coming for the music. We're musicians, you see. I've got a professional interest."
"All right," he said.
And they agreed to meet that evening. The next day, Laura said the concert was great and that the Chicks could learn a lot from the Snouts. On Monday, the Chicks' manager, Arnie, called up Gladys and said that the girls had made a good start, but the hard work was only just beginning. They needed to build up an act with more songs in it and to do as many gigs as possible to get broken in. As the Chicks were back at school, they had to get up at 6 a.m. for rehearsals. The last time they had seen such an early hour was when they were flying to Ibiza, and then they had got to the airport late and missed the plane. Gladys sat up late writing songs and then woke up early to get the girls out of bed. It was a very tired and grumpy girl band that met the backing musicians at 7:30 in the rehearsal room. But by the end of the week, they were able to sing and dance 2 new songs almost without thinking. But their mood was terrible. On Saturday, Laura went out shopping on her own. When she came back, she showed the girls her new outfit. She had bought new skinny jeans and an off-the-shoulder t-shirt with a large hipster belt.
"Cool, check out the indie chick," said Mandy.
But if the chicks are serious, we can't go round looking like a bunch of chavs, said Laura.
We need style.
And that night, she went out to another concert with the same guy as before. His name was Ming. The following Monday, when Gladys tried to wake up the girls, they went on strike and refused to get up. Gladys had to ring Arnie and apologise.
I think we're just pushing them too hard, she said.
And Arnie agreed to give them Tuesday off as well. But he told her they had to make rehearsal on Wednesday because a journalist was coming to see them. Gladys felt tired and a bit low too. She began to wonder, even if the chicks made it to the top, would it all be worthwhile? She sat down and began to write a song. How were we supposed to know our dreams were made of silver lining? Finding out what was meant to be, that this is where our sun is shining. Holding on and living strong, this is where we belong. On Wednesday, Gladys felt much better, but Laura still looked tired at rehearsal. Then Gladys realised that she had changed her makeup and had a dark, smoky eyeliner look. And she also had tasseled her hair. The girls read Gladys's new song. Normally, they didn't comment much. But this time, Laura said, I don't think we should be doing this kind of girly stuff, Gladdy. And Gladys asked her what she meant. Well, I mean, this girl band thing is kind of naff. Can't you come up with something more original and different? You mean to impress Ming? Said Gladys. What's Ming got to do with anything? I mean, like, we want people to take us seriously, don't we? We don't want to be another fizzy pop and bubblegum group, do we? Like, the chicks are better than that, aren't they? Gladys felt totally frustrated. She looked around the room at the empty tea mugs, the electric cables strewn all over the floor, and the bored-looking backing musicians. She thought that at this time she would normally just be getting up out of bed and cleaning her teeth. She recalled that she was behind with her school project. She hadn't had time to read a book for weeks. She really began to wonder whether it was all worthwhile. Mandy said, Come on, it's a bit early for a heavy discussion. And Sam said, I thought we were a girl band. And Gladys said, Exactly, don't try to be something you're not. Well, you're not a true artist, said Laura. And she picked up her bag and stomped towards the door of the rehearsal room. Before going out, she turned round and said, In case you hadn't realised yet, I quit. And she slammed the door. The girls were stunned. The backing musicians were smirking. Eventually, Gladys said, We'll talk around. Come on, let's go through the song. And they did their best. But it wasn't the same without Laura. They forgot all about the journalist. They didn't know that he had met Laura in the corridor. They only knew about the article the following Monday when Arnie rang Gladys and asked, What's all this nonsense about the chicks splitting? And he read out the article to Gladys. Chicks split. Newbie girl band The Chicks has split almost before starting. Heavily touted by top manager Arnold Lane, The Chicks seemed set
for a Mega Bucks record signing. Lead singer Laura Cooper said, I have left the Chicks after creative differences with my younger sister, Gladys. It was fun while it lasted. Now I just want to get on with my solo career.
Are you cross? Asked Gladys.
Not really, said Arnie. All publicity is good publicity. A short piece at the bottom of page 25 is not bad for a band that's only done one gig. Now, get Laura back in the band and we'll start all over next week.
And Gladys thought that a reunion might work very well as a story in the tabloids. But in reality, would Laura come back? And did Gladys want Laura to come back? And we'll be continuing with the story over the next few weeks. So stay listening. Until then, bye for now.